Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, February 24th, 2016. This is episode 154 of The Big Show, and I am thrilled that you are back with us once again. I so appreciate the fact that you tune in every week. I know I say this. I know it's something that, you know, I wouldn't do this if you didn't listen, so I really appreciate it. I think we have a terrific, terrific show today. There's so much good stuff to talk about, and I want to build on some things we've been talking about for the last couple years, really. This isn't exactly groundbreaking in the sense that we talk about mobile a lot here. But I want to explain in some detail why it's so important in a way that maybe we haven't looked at in the past. Now, last week, I talked a lot about what drives growth in 2016, and one of the factors is mobile, and the fact that mobile is, you know, so big. In fact, a couple months ago, we did an episode called Mobile is So Much Bigger Than You Think. And this past week, there's been so much news in the mobile space that's truly new. It's not just news, but it is legitimately something we haven't seen before, that it reminded me of an old quote by the physicist Werner Heisenberg. And I realize this is a weird reference, but, you know, I'm sure many of you are familiar with Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. Well, he once said, one of my favorite quotes, the same guy, he had this quote once that said, "Not only is the universe stranger than we think, it is stranger than we can think." And that's kind of what I think is happening with mobile, in that it's an entirely new universe. We know a lot about how people use mobile right now. What we don't know a lot about is how people are going to use mobile a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. Now, I want to be fair. A year from now, they'll probably be using mobile more or less the way that they do today, because we don't really see change quite as rapidly as we sometimes like to think. You know, there's a great Bill quotes. I've said it, a Bill Gates quote. I know I've said it here before on the show, where, you know, Bill Gates has said, "We always overestimate the change we're going to see in the next 2 years." But he goes on to say, "We always underestimate the change we will see in the next 10. And that's kind of the reality, is somewhere between that 2 and 10, things are going to get much stranger than we think, because mobile is a new universe. And I'll give you a couple of examples. One is that we have data, eMarketer says, that they expect by 2017, most digital buyers will make purchases via a smartphone. Now, the devil's in the details in terms of how many purchases, how frequently, how much money they will spend, etc. But the reality is, what that means is today, most digital buyers have not yet made purchases by smartphones. We're not there yet. We're getting there, and we're getting there incredibly quickly. But when most people haven't yet done that, it's very hard to say how are they going to behave 6 months from now, 9 months from now, 12 months from now, 18 months from now, once they begin doing that and become more comfortable with it, become more facile with it, take it for granted. And we just haven't seen that yet. Now, I'm obviously very bullish on this, but as people get more comfortable with it, we're going to see companies adapt. I know I've talked about this a couple of times, but Mobile Commerce Daily has this great post about the top 8 complaints about mobile shopping, and they show these persistent usability issues, these problems that people have when trying to use mobile. So most digital buyers will make purchases by smartphone by next year, and even still, the experience is terrible. Now, I've talked about how we need to drive for seamless experiences, and the reason is because as customers get more comfortable and as they start using it more, they're going to gravitate towards those people who provide them the best experience. And right now, nobody's doing a great job of it. There are some examples of people who do better jobs. There are plenty of examples of people who do worse jobs. But there's so much room to grow because of how poor a job, on average, people are doing. But we're not really going to know how they're going to use it until they use it more. They're not going to actually show us all the things we can learn. So we can make tons of predictions. And one of the predictions I always make is people will adopt this in bigger numbers as they get used to the convenience. But what we don't know fully is how they're going to use it. For instance, I think it's entirely likely that messaging is going to become a core mobile platform. We already see it in countries like China. I wrote a whole post about this the other day. We see it in countries like China. We see it in Korea. We see it in Japan, where customers who use things like LINE actually can interact with the brands and the businesses they want to right within the app, right within the messaging app, where they don't have to switch out to a different experience. Now, we're not remotely there yet in the US. We're not really there yet in Europe, but Asia certainly shows one way that customers are using these tools in a different way. And I do expect we will see a similar behavior here in Western Europe and in the United States as customers move to these tools more regularly and get more comfortable. And one of the reasons I think that that's true is because look at how younger generations live on mobile today. They have an entirely different experience and use the tools in an entirely different way than their older peer groups do. There's a terrific piece out on BuzzFeed that I linked to the other day where Ben Rosen over there talked about the fact that teenagers are much better at Snapchat than others. They use Snapchat in an entirely different way, where they're running through tens and dozens of messages per hour. There's an unbelievable stat in that story where Ben Rosen's sister, who is one of the people he's interviewing for the story, because she's a teen who lives on Snapchat, is a friend of hers is using 60 gigabytes of data per month. Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know about most people, but that's insane. I don't know anybody who uses that kind of data. And yet, people who are younger don't think anything of it, probably for two reasons. One, they don't pay for it, so let's be fair. But also because they just take it for granted. I know I've talked about this quote before where Eric Schmidt, who's the chairman of Google, Alphabet, has said, the web is like electricity. It's just there. And if you're younger than a certain age, or you're a more sophisticated user, or somebody who's been doing this for a while, you simply take it for granted that it will be there for you always. So it's changing behaviors in ways that we've yet to see. And Business Insider has data that shows that messaging apps are now bigger than social networks around the world. So just because you don't see it where you are, or we don't see it where we are, if you're here in the States primarily, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist and doesn't mean that it's not going to get bigger. And there's a tremendous article that talks about how Facebook thinks that they are well positioned to be a real player in e-commerce on messaging because they're there in a way that nobody else is today. Now, I don't know that that's right, and that's kind of the point. Who does right now? But what we do know is true is that we're just seeing a tremendous change, a tremendous shift in customer behavior, and we're probably in the middle of it. We're not there yet because it's still relatively early days. Now, that'll take some time before this works itself out. Again, I want to go back to that Bill Gates quote. We're probably not going to see it in 2016. But I know I've talked about this before. There's a great line that I wish I could credit it to the right person because I don't know where I got this. But they talk about how bamboo grows. Where bamboo sleeps, then it creeps, and then it leaps. When you first plant bamboo, you see nothing for a period. And then it slowly starts to grow a little bit. And that's when it's creeping. That's when it's creeping up and getting a little bit larger and getting a little taller and starting to make its presence felt. And then, boom, out of nowhere, you have a ton of bamboo because it grows incredibly fast. And digital is just like bamboo. Right now, we're sort of in that sleeps to creeps mode when it comes to mobile. We're in the creeps mode, which I hope I never use that term again. We're in that period where it's sort of growing a lot, but hasn't become the norm, hasn't become so tall or so big that we don't even realize that that's just the way the world works. Because if it was, we wouldn't have these problems with usability. Companies would be investing more to make the customer experience on mobile much more effective, just like they've done with desktop web and like they continue to do with desktop web. But clearly, there's so much opportunity to make it more effective. And so really, the takeaway, the thing that you ought to think about for this year and especially going into next year, I realize we're at the end of February, so there's plenty of time before we get to next year. But this is your opportunity to get in front of customers and show them how well you can do it. If you look at somebody like JetBlue, to use an example, you know, I know I've used the phrase before where content is king, context is queen. When we talk about context is queen, JetBlue does a really great job of it, where if I'm on my desktop and I go to JetBlue.com, I get an experience that, you know, encourages me to book, to make a flight reservation. But if I go to JetBlue.com on my mobile device, it gives me the opportunity instead, right at the top, to check my flight status. Because they realize if I'm on my mobile device, I probably don't care about making a reservation as my primary reason for going to the website. It's the third or fourth menu option. They don't get rid of it, but they do say, let's make sure we give people the best option. We understand their context and make it easy for them to do the thing that is most important for them to do. And that's huge. That's how the people who are going to win as we go forward are going to win. So remember, we're still kind of in the early days, and we're entering a whole new universe. And I think that that universe is not only stranger than we think, but right now, it's stranger than we can think. I don't know about you, but I'm really going to enjoy the journey and the exploration. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all of our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates or on Twitter using the handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can send me an email. Just email me at podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. with your comments, your questions, your concerns, your complaints, anything that's top of mind for you that you'd like to talk about, please do drop me a line. I do look forward to it. With that, I wanted to say thanks again. I really do appreciate you tuning in, and I do look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.